Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Chus L'Refuas, Rabbi Yehuda Leib, Ben Feige Gittel. And we're going to be learning B'Siyata D'Shmaya, a mimer from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap. This is Yortzeit this Shabbos in the Meimarim. It's mimer Memches, Parshas Vayetze. Parshas Vayetze, there are no Parshas Psuchos or Stumos. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeh Reishayin Hebeis, that in a Parsha Psucha, you stop at the end of the line, and then you leave an empty space of 9 letters, and then you start the next line. That's a Parsha Ptucha. A Parsha Stuma, you end in the middle of the line, you leave it blank for 9 letters, and then you start writing again on the same line. In our Sidurim, in our Chumashim, it says a Pei and a Samech for Parsha Psucha and Parsha Stuma. But in Parsha Vayetze, there aren't either of those. And the whole Parsha teaches the Jewish people how to be in the Galus. Reishis Mashatiken Yaakov Haya Chalom Emes Lios V'Yisrael Enem Yecholim B'ligi Luyim Elokim. Yaakov Avinu, what he was mitaken, was a true dream. Liyos, to be that Yisrael can't live without godly revelations. And when these godly revelations leave them, they have nothing. And since there's no nevuah outside of Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu took care to reveal the prophetic revelation, even in Golus, through the Chalom. Yaakov Avinu paves the way for us in Golus. And now we had this dream that even in the Golus, we should have this Hofas Nevuah, Haidei Chalom. But also the Hofas Nevuah, this revelation of prophecy as in a Chalom, has to appear Dafka Derech Eretz Yisrael, Dafka Derech Eretz HaKodesh. Because in the revelation of this dream, in Chutz La'aretz, it's necessary that this hidden light will be so great to the point that it can shine even in the darkness of the Tumah of Eretz Amim. And where does this light come from? This light comes from Eretz Yisrael. So we had to have this Chalom Nevui, because that, so that even in Chutz La'aretz we have a Gilui Eloki. So this is it. This is Emes, what Yaakov Avinu dreamed. This really does prepare us for the Galus. But it has to come from Eretz Yisrael. That's where he had the dream. Because it has to shine so brightly, this hidden light, that it even shines the darkness of Tumas Eretz HaAmim. Says in Chazal, Rashi, Kipe LaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Eretz Yisrael Tachtav Ramu Lul Shtia Nochel Likavish B'Levonav. He was Makapel, he folded, so to speak, Hashem folded all of Eretz Yisrael under Yaakov Avinu, and he was merames to him that it's going to be easy for his children to capture, because in Kedushas, though, when he had this dream, when he slept, all of Eretz Yisrael was under him, Kiviyachol, because in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Im Yechzer Shalechad Meretz Yisrael, Ein Leretz Yisrael Kol Kedushas Hashem Ein Ushut Vos Yisrael V'Shar Amim. Im Yechzer Shal Echad Meretz Yisrael, if even one little bit of Eretz Yisrael is missing, Eretz Yisrael doesn't have its Kedusha, because Eretz Yisrael is not a Shutfus between us and the Goyim. Eretz Yisrael is only for Am Yisrael, and it can't be lacking anything, and therefore Kol Eretz Yisrael Mekupelas Tachtov. Then it's Nochali Kavish Levana V'loi Bofen Acher. When is it ours? When is it easy for us to get? When he's got it all. This is for those who are into the peace talks, to giving away land, kaviyachol, for peace. Of course, they want peace. They want a piece of Tel Aviv. They want a piece of Jerusalem. They want a piece of everything, and more. So, according to this Mahalach, according to this understanding of Rashi, obviously I'm not paskening politics, and I'm not even talking about politics, because I don't know, it's not my area, and it's Politikas Begematria Malik. So I don't really get involved in those things. It brings a lot of times to not such great things. But what I am talking about is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. In order for us to get the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, it has to be all ours, that it can't be any of it in the hands of the Akum. Vadi has a tshuva. If it'll save lives, then maybe it's worth it giving up a little bit of land. Even though we won't have all the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Saving lives. But obviously he didn't say it would save lives, just if it would. Other people argue and say under no circumstances. Akopanim, that's not our topic. Eretz Yisrael ideally has to be all ours. V'ora ne'alam shel chazon ha'chalom es miskala derech hatzino shekol Eretz Yisrael b'yishiyach sar muma. And the hidden light of the vision of the dreams is revealed via the pipeline of Eretz Yisrael, without Eretz Yisrael lacking anything. The vision of the dream comes through sleep. And Har Moria jumped to Chutz La'aretz. Har Moria is the Tamsis of Eretz Yisrael, Kula. It says in Chazal that Har Moria came to Chutz La'aretz. Har Moria is the Tamsis of Eretz Yisrael, Kula. Shekula Meira Bahara Kodesh HaKadosh HaLazeh. Umimenu Yavo HaChizyonos HaChalomim. Har Moria is the essence of all of Eretz Yisrael. Everything shines in this holy mountain. Har Moria Har HaBayis. And from there come the Chazionos HaChilomim, from there come the visions of the dream. Sleep is 1/60th of death, when the splendor of holiness, of the elevated vision, will appear. Tamts is the essence of the place of Nevuah. There are two kiyumim in the world. One is kiyum b'derech, kiyum shalim atarim lo b'risiyom v'layel chuk eshmayim baris lasamti. The first type of kiyum. And the kiyum hasheni is b'tzuritz bitol. Sod haras shah shalafamim bitul azeo kiyuma. Eis las is lashem heferu tarasecha. That's the Hiras Shah, that the Bittul of Torah is the Kiyum of Torah. When it's a time for Hashem, you have to revoke His Torah, Teilum Kuf Yotes Kuf Chavav. Sometimes you have this necessary measure that has to be taken for this time. If not for the Chedei Tzadas, there would never be such a Mama that we'd have to be Mevatel Torah, even as a Hiras Shah. But because of sin, we sometimes have to be Mevatel Torah because of Hiras Shah, because of a temporary measure. And because of this, Yaakov and Esav were twins. Yaakov was in Ishtam Yashav Uhalim, Esav was in Ish Sadi Yodeat Said. Yaakov was a dweller in the tents. Esav was a hunter, a man of the field. Because the Tafkid of Yaakov was the Bechin of Shlemos Elyona, Shalifnei Achet, this elevated perfection that precedes sin. Ishtam Yashav Uhalim Bahala Shal Torah. A complete man who sits in the tents of Torah without any bittul. Anytime. And not that we sometimes have to mevatel the Torah for Haras Shah, for a temporary measure, that's mitafkido shel Esav. That's the purpose of Esav. And that's Yodeat Sayid. He knows how to hunt down the neshamas, and his neshamas included, the neshamas gedolos of Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Meir. But Esav, because of his rishus, he wanted to destroy everything, to destroy these neshamas gedolos that are with him, and destroy it forever. And therefore Yaakov tried to negate from Esav the Bechorah and his chus on Eretz Yisrael. And Memela, it had to be done as a Haras Shah, b'pchinas bitul azeo kiyuma. Because who is he dealing with? He's dealing with an Esav. And Esav's b'pchinas bitul azeo kiyuma. And therefore Yaakov also has to work in a way of being mevatel the Torah temporarily for something eternal. So therefore Yaakov had to do it through Ramos. That was the Haras Shah. Bitula zeo kiyuma. So now both are fixed, both the Shlemus of Yaakov and the Bitula zeo kiyuma that Yaakov took from Esav. Leah was supposed to go marry Esav, as Chazal tell us. And Rachel Yaakov. And that was also from the good side of Esav, to be Mamale the Tafkid of the secret of Harasha. Leah was supposed to bring this out in Esav, and she cried that she shouldn't fall into the lot of Esav, who says that everything is lots, everything is chance. And when Yaakov took from him the preparation to be Mamali, this Tafkid, he also had to take Leah from him and build Beis Yisrael. Leah was originally intended for Yaakov, for Esav, but then Esav lost it. So the Mela, and Yaakov took that to Esav's job. So Mela also has to take his wife, the wife who was intended for him, Leah. It's also the bracha was supposed to be a gashmistik bracha that Yaakov Yitzchak thought he was giving. This is my addendum, that he thought he was giving Esav, and obviously Leah was supposed to help him with that, but in the end Yaakov got it. Since Yaakov got that bracha, Yaakov took the tafkid of Esav, Yaakov also gets Leah. And that's the secret why Yaakov married two sisters and Amram married his aunt, even though they were mekayim kol haTorah kodesh nitna, because these come mitzad kiyum haTorah b'tahara rasha, be over on Divrei Torah, like it says in Tosis Nivomis Daf Tzadi Amid Beis, that it's also Mitzat Torah to listen to a Navi, to be over on Divrei Torah as a Harasha. If a Navi tells one temporarily to be over on Divrei Torah, he should listen to Harasha. But this Tafkid, which was prepared for Esav, was taken by Yaakov, and therefore he married two sisters to do this Harasha, to go against what it says in the Torah. Marry two sisters. And because Rachel was a Keres HaBayis, even B'nei B'nei Shalei Armodeh, that she's the Iker HaBayis, like our rabbis teach us. Rachel is the Keres HaBayis, and therefore Leah was Snua, because Leah was Haraz Shal Avrot Divrei Torah. Rachel was originally supposed to be for Yaakov, she was the Keres HaBayis. And Leah was the added one added on. She's the Haraz Shah, and that's Snua B'Maseah. Because this is the Haraz Shah of Lavrol Divrei Torah, which only comes because of sin. And these matters, Hei Mikiv Shonu Shel Olam, these are the secrets of creation. V'Hashem Atov Yechaper V'Ein L'Chvod Yisbaruch Shu Olav Ar Yoser V'Kvod Elokim Haster Dover. So this is not the honor of God to explain more. And the honor of God is hiding things, so we're not going to explain any more about this. And this is also the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael from Chutz Laretz. Eretz Yisrael is the secret of war yasher kiyum Torah b'foil. Eretz Yisrael is this Kabbalistic idea of war yasher, which I can't explain because I don't understand. And that's kiyum haTorah b'foil. And Chutz Laretz is Bisod Bitula Shel Torah, that's the secret of Bitul Torah, of being Mevatel in order to be Mekayim. And therefore there's no Nevuah in Chutz Laretz, only with a dream. Which is in the level of Bitul. Just like Chutz Laretz is Bisod Bitula Shel Torah, this dream is batel to the real Madrega of Nevuah. And a person is also in a state of bittel, he's sleeping. And that's what it means Yaakov Avinu was metakin tefilas arvis. Because Chazal say in brachos that a chalom al yidei asheid nun hayam at base. And that's the chalom about which it says v'chalomos hashav yidaberu. Dreams speak nonsense. True dreams are through a malach. And since we have a tradition to lo mitkri shem shamayim, that shadim don't mention shem shamayim, There was no way to be Megale the Chazionos that come through the Chalom. So what did Yaakov do? Yaakov was metaking Tfilas Arvis. And these Tfilas bring the Malachim. Now we can say Shem Shemayim Balayla. And the Chalomos are going to come Alidei Malachim Elyonim. These heavenly angels, that's the idea of Yaakov Vinu being metaking Arvis, to bring these Malachim Elyonim down so we can be Maskir Shem Shemayim Balayla and have these Chazionos Nevuim. The Chalomos will come by these Malachim Elyonim. And since the vision of a dream has to come from the Or Ne'elam, from this hidden light, it's Nisgav Me'od, it has to be very high, very elevated, very sublime, Shiyar Mitoch HaBachshachim, that it should shine in the darkness. Therefore our achiza, our hold on this Or Ne'elam, is only a little bit. It's only Betor Rishus V'lo Chova, that's why Ma'ariv is only Rishus, because it's Or Ne'elam that we're not really holding on to. Because anything above our Saga Ma'ariv is a Zahoich, so high, it's above our Asaga, and it's considered only Rishus. Shteit Medrash Vayetze Ayin Yitzayin. Yaakov said to Leah, "Well, you tricked me. At night I called Rachel, and you answered me." And she said, "Hey, I'm your Talmud. Your father called out Esav, and you answered him. What's this dusiach? What's this dialogue? You cheated me. I said Rachel, you answered me." She said, "Hey, I'm your Talmida." You said, "Your father called out Esav, and you answered him." Which means, you know why I tricked you? Because you took all the tov from Esav when you got the brachas. And therefore I had to trick you and be nofel b'chelkecha. Because now I am your destined to be your wife. Nubisiyati Deshmaya, Kurtzim Maimer, from Yaakov Moshe with Olamos Shleimim, Bisiyati Deshmaya. So we should all be Zocha to these Chazionos, to these heavenly visions, to Malachim Elyonim, and Bekar of Mamish, to see Mashiach Tzidkenu, Vimherevi Amenu, Amen, Amen. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.